community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ah, it's who was singing there? I don't know. I don't really care. It's getting far too late for worrying about who's singing. But the studio has been invaded by opposition councillors.
It certainly has. Just breaking news for you as well. Quiet, please. The studio's packed. Labour have just lost control of Thurrock Council, which I'm surprised about. But yeah, they have.
So that's gone to no control.
No over control again.
Which is a common story tonight.
It is, absolutely. The studio is very noisy and very packed. Barry Aspinall's in the chair. Barry, how are you? You must be
exhausted. Totally exhausted.
Get into that mic there, Barry. Get nicely into that mic. So the news is that the Conservatives have lost control of Brentwood Council.
Yay!
We did invite the Conservatives to
they declined.
Join us, but they have declined. Obviously going to be licking some wounds, I would have thought. Barry, what do you put it down to? Is it because generally there haven't been a lot of changes in Brentwood in terms of changes of seats, but it has been one or two individual local factors. The situation in West Horndon was quite crucial, and obviously the David Bishop situation.
Yes, it was. It was a unique situation that's happened tonight. We've got three opposition parties have all gained one seat, which is quite apt. And they're all been, excuse me, individual seats, individual situations that the Conservatives basically have constructed for themselves. They've pulled themselves into this position through 5 years of total disarray and the most outrageous policies and ideas that have come forward. They've cost this council an awful lot of money. They've got to be held account for that, and we intend to highlight every mistake that they've made over the last 5-6 years.
We did have one of the new councillors on Brentwood Council, John Newbury, who has won Brentwood West from the Conservatives for
and he's got his mouth full of crisps.
For the Liberal
as well.
Democrats, I was going to put you down as Brentwood first. I do apologise for that, John. Oh dear, but hopefully you're not too upset about it. Congratulations to you. I suppose same question really for you, John. What do you put this down to?
A lot of hard work.
Get nicely into that mic there.
Teamwork. And a belief that the combined oppositions can make the changes that are desperately needed within that council chamber.
One of the questions that we've been asking this evening with this prospect was, you know, this was quite a real prospect that that the Conservatives would lose control. And a question we asked Louise McKinley earlier on was whether a Conservative minority council could work with the opposition, because let's face it, the Conservatives are still the largest party on the council. Mm-hmm. So how is it going to work, because there is so much animosity between the Conservatives and the opposition, and it is something of a united opposition in many ways, whether or not you'd sort of formally acknowledge that as the three different parties. That is the way that it does seem very much. So we've got quite adversarial politics in Brentwood.
That's a word for this time, isn't it?
But the business of running the council has to carry on. How's that going to work? Perhaps it's not fair to ask you because you're new to the council. But it's William Lloyd.
Okay, to be fair, he's absolutely quite genuine in the sense that Brentwood, over the number of years that have passed since 2009, since Councillor McKinley took control of both the Conservatives and the council, has presided over an absolute collapse of the Conservative vote and the Conservative councillors. Brentwood has sent a resounding sign tonight that it no longer wants the Conservatives to control this council. Now, they can continue as a minority administration if they were to choose to.
It's a little unfair, isn't it, when the Conservatives have held most of the seats that they fought. That's a little bit of a strong statement to say.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the basic makeup is there's 37 councillors. There are now more that are not within the Conservative group, and Brentwood has sent those councillors there to fight their corner and to represent them.
But the opposition parties have only won three seats.
Indeed, but you've got to look at the overall makeup, and it's now based on the parties that we've got within the council to come together where possible and to find a suitable and an ongoing and a lasting administration William, to give the security we need.
The big news tonight is that the UKIP have made massive gains up and down the country, except in Brentwood, where they've come second and third in a lot of positions.
Indeed.
And that's, I don't know what that says about Brentwood, because you know, you're all very jovial tonight, and you've got, you know, Brentwood First have got their first candidate, which is excellent news for your party. The
Indeed.
Liberals have done well, but what does it say next time? What's going to happen next time, do you think? Is this a vote against the Tories? Is this a vote just generally against the whole country?
You know, I think it says three things. Firstly, it says it's a vote against the Conservative Party in Brentwood. Secondly, I think it's a positive vote for opposition parties. But thirdly, it says that in Brentwood, people don't need to go to UKIP here to find alternative and positive options for the Conservatives in this town. There are three very credible parties within this town working incredibly hard and united in their goals to make this town better. They don't need to go to fringe parties such as UKIP to find that. We've got the options, and together we'll put that forward for Brentwood.
Okay, is this really just a huge protest vote, the UKIP vote tonight, over the whole country, and it might disappear next time in the general election?
Yeah, I mean, who knows what happens in the general election, and we all think back to the polls before the last general election where there was a certain party way ahead, and actually it ended up being the hung parliament it was. UKIP were always going to do well, I think, locally this year with the European elections. Next year's a different kettle of fish, but for us now, I think all of us in this room and those councillors that aren't here will be determined to make sure that our job from tomorrow or today in a few hours is to make sure we get the right plan for Brentwood as opposition parties who are absolutely united in making this town better.
Okay, Louise McKinley was very, very positive to say that she was proud of what she'd done in Brentwood over the last 5 years since she'd been leader. And whether she stays tomorrow or not is another matter, but we'll have to wait and see. But are you, you know, and I asked her the question and asked of all of the parties here tonight, are you prepared to work all together for the best, you know, for the best news for Brentwood?
We are absolutely prepared in this room to work together for the benefit of Brentwood. But I think whilst Councillor McKinley remains in the post that she does, she no longer has the credibility or authority to govern that council or that administration.
Are you saying then you'd rather the deputy leader, the Tory, comes in and takes over from her?
No, not at all. As I said earlier, the absolute will of the people of Brentwood is that opposition councillors form and are a majority.
But you only won, as opposition parties, you only gained three of the seats
Indeed.
That were being bought.
That's all we need.
Yeah, well, it was all you need.
As we've said for weeks, it was three to win for united opposition against a discredited and an absolute decrepit administration that we've had in the town hall.
But the Conservatives still are the largest party
Indeed,
on the council.
But quite equally, the Conservative Party, the largest party in government, but the country rejected them as the party they wanted to solely govern. It's the same here. This borough does not want the Conservatives to solely govern, and we believe as a united opposition, which have the collective majority, we can deliver on all of our collective promises to make this town better.
Barry Aspinall, you have a lot of experience on the council. Get nice and close into that microphone there, Barry. How do you think it is actually going to work in practice? Because, as I say, the business of running the council is what the people of Brentwood are interested in, and all they're hearing is a lot of bickering, a lot of celebration from independent parties, three distinct parties, who actually perhaps to a lot of people don't seem that distinctive at the moment, united in opposition to the Conservative administration. How is it going to work in practice from tomorrow?
Well, it's quite easy. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be extremely difficult because each individual party have got distinct aims and objectives, but the overwhelming objective that all three parties have, and let's not forget the independent in this as well, is that the benefit of the people of Brentwood is paramount in their objectives. That is the objective, is to bring, as William said, bring Brentwood back up to where we were before. Let's not forget, it wasn't that long ago that Brentwood was rated by the Audit Commission as the fifth best run council in the country. For 7 years, the best run council in Essex. Where are we now? 378th in the country out of 380. That is unbelievable. Now, William, Mike and I are all Brentwood boys, and we've got the heart of this town. we need to bring this town back to where it should be and not run around with the idiotic ideas and proposals that's ruined this town over the last 6 years, 5 years.
Are you like going to get the streetlights to turn back on then? Are you going to put pressure on to get that done?
We wouldn't bow down to the Conservative majority at county like this council has done and back them up. And in fact, this year, they've given them a present of $250,000 to cut the grass more. Now, where are their priorities? They're taking away school crossings, they're turning the lights out, they're leaving us with holes in the road, but we're cutting the grass.
Okay.
Do you expect any Conservative councillors to... change their allegiance? Is that something that's going to happen?
I think that is a likely scenario. I think you could link it to a sinking ship and those animals that leave, but that wouldn't be my description.
Well, I guess that's the big story of the night, isn't it, Mike? The Conservatives losing control of Brentwood Council. A number of individual factors. I think that that situation in West Horndon was quite important, actually, with Brentwood First obviously gaining from the from quite a strong Conservative seat there.
800 majority that was.
So that was really quite
an outstanding result.
And obviously the David Bishop factor. Maybe the Conservatives lost. On their own, perhaps, is arguable.
Can we remember that the Conservatives have now lost four straight elections in the strongest, longest-held Conservative seat in the country? Eric Pickles demanded that Shenfield be given back to the Conservatives. It didn't happen.
Any predictions from any? Let's bring somebody else in. Does anybody want to make any predictions,
Mike,
for the general election? Mike, probably relevant to ask you.
Mike, come in.
You're leaving Brentwood.
Mike's an expert on general elections.
Mike Lasseur.
The general election.
Now, you were looking quite sad and quite despondent. It seems like about 10 hours ago. I think it was quite a long time ago, but when we were getting some of the first results in from Basildon and what's happened. We'll talk about Basildon in just a moment, because obviously you've got a very strong interest there. But in terms of Brentwood and what's been said by, I was going to call them your colleagues, is that fair? Your colleagues. In the opposition of Brentwood Council about the strength of feeling that they're seeing in terms of the people speaking against the Conservative administration. Yeah. How do you think that will translate in the general election in Brentwood and Ongar?
Well, it's going to be hard to tell, isn't it? I think, like Barry said, it's going to be a total unknown, isn't it? The what's happened in Basildon, especially. I mean, luckily we haven't ended up with any UKIP councillors in Brentwood, but in Basildon they have, and how that's going to transfer next year is an unknown quantity.
Let's have a look at Basildon. You're the parliamentary candidate for Labour for Basildon and East Thurrock, and UKIP were expecting to do well in Basildon, but I've lost count. I think they've gained, I think it's into double figures, the number of seats they've gained.
Yeah.
It's 11. 11. 11, Paul's just saying it's 11 out of, what was it? It was 15, I think, something like that.
Okay, I know.
That is an incredible result for UKIP.
Absolutely, it is, and that is really sad. I mean, I know I've been over to Basildon a lot, as well as being in Brentwood.
You've been out on the doorsteps, haven't you?
Absolutely.
In Basildon.
It was, and they've worked so hard in the Pitsey wards, especially in Basildon, to try and win those seats for Labour, and it hasn't gone our way tonight. But
how does that affect your chances next year in the general election?
Well, I mean, we have to look at the stats, because we don't know where, you know, specifically the votes have come from and the breakdown, the percentages of all the votes, but. We just don't know. I'm on the record as saying that I think UKIP are a racist party. I think they've used the BNP slogan to get the point across about loving Britain and voting UKIP. They have been pointing the finger at Bulgarians and Romanians and other immigrants from the EU. So I hope that is not going to transfer to a general election. I hope that when the time comes, people will realise there's a lot of UKIP councillors now, and I think there's some UKIP. I don't know if there's any UKIP run
councils.
UKIP-
No, there's people, nobody in it. No, no, there's nobody in it.
No,
no, no UKIP.
They didn't win. They didn't win anything in Brentwood, thank goodness.
I think it's been a fantastic night, a very interesting night across the country, and a very interesting night in Brentwood.
Still more to come, isn't there?
I've never seen so many people in this studio before. I hope you'll all come into the studio from time to time throughout the year, and obviously a lot more to say before for the.
And we did invite the Conservatives.
Everybody's
perhaps understandably from a human point of view, leaving politics.
Louise had a chance to speak, and she did. She came in. She gave a long interview with us, as you all did earlier. I think we're getting near bedtime now. It's quarter to four. People all want a party, and they can't while we're on air. So I think we're going to thank everybody and start wrapping up now. And because Jelly will be in for breakfast at this rate.
Absolutely, Mike, Paul. Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you.
Any closing thoughts?
My phone's just died, and I'm not far behind. I've had it.
Paul, Cumming, you've been really holding this thing together with the Twitter feeds and the website updates and all sorts of things. You're looking absolutely dead on your feet, but you've been doing a great job. I've had the easy bit this evening.
I nearly got a word in.
Yeah, sorry, you can speak. I'll shut up.
Speak, boss.
Oh, I can speak another day. I'm all right.
Great stuff. I think the message is that we all want to go home. Congratulations to everybody who has won this evening. Well, congratulations to congratulations to the opposition in Brentwood. As I say, we did invite the Conservatives to come in as well, but perhaps understandably this hasn't been the time for that, but there will be a lot of reflection no doubt over the days and the weeks to come. Thank you for joining us. Rob will be here. I don't know.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, not long to go, is it?
Yeah. Good night from me, and good night from you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.